All across America and around the world, this is Veterans Radio.
This is Veterans Radio.
And now, your host for today's program, Dale Thronberry.
And good afternoon and welcome to Veterans Radio. My name is Dale Thronberry, and it's 2 days before election 2020. So that's what our program is going to be all about today. So I've got to put our little disclaimer out there. You just heard one from our local station. But the views and opinions expressed on today's program do not necessarily represent those of Veterans Radio or Veterans Radio America. So welcome to our pre-election program. We're going to have two groups on the program today. We're going to have one organization that is supporting Vice President Biden, and that is... All these papers get stuck together. This is the National Security Leaders for Biden, and we've got a couple of representatives from that organization. And then in the second half of the program, we're going to have Vets for Trump representative. Rocky Rakowski is going to be on at the during the second half of the program with the Veterans for President Trump. So it could be exciting. I'm hoping that you will call in. Let us know how you feel about this election that's coming up on Tuesday. The number at the station is 734-822-1600. That is 734-822-1600. And hopefully we can get you on the air to talk about how you feel about this election, or at least we can kind of keep an unofficial count as to who you support for president of these United States. Before we get started with our first group, I want to make sure that we thank our faithful sponsors. That would be Legal Help for Veterans, the National Veterans Business Development Council, Eisenhower Center here in Ann Arbor, VetBiz Central, and, of course, the Charles S. Kettles VVA Post 310, American Legion Post 46, and VFW Post 423, all of Ann Arbor, Michigan. You can learn more about these organizations and the services that they provide at our website. That's veteransradio.net/our sponsors. As I mentioned, we are very excited about today's program. And again, I encourage you to call in with your opinions. This is a sort of an open mic for that. We are not going to allow anybody to get into a debate or yell at anybody or anything along those lines. We understand that this is a very emotional time for many people involved in the politics of this country. The only thing that we are definitely going to promote is that you get out there and vote. Probably many of you have already voted, but if you haven't, in Michigan, you can vote in person up till tomorrow at your local registrar's office or many of the town halls, city halls, and so forth. After tomorrow, you have to vote in person at the polling points. The numbers are staggering as far as the people that have voted early. I don't know what that implies, who's getting all these votes, but it's going to be very interesting to see what happens on Tuesday and after Tuesday. So we're going to take a real quick break here, and then we're going to come back with our representatives from the National Security Leaders for Biden. You're listening to Veterans Radio, and we will be right back.
Are you a veteran or a military spouse interested in starting or growing an existing business? Then you want to connect with VetBiz Central, Michigan's only veteran business resource center, providing free one-on-one business counseling services, including research plans and preparing veterans to be lender ready. If you're in business, VetBiz Central offers comprehensive strategic marketing strategies to help you connect to corporations. They are one of 20 centers nationwide devoted to veteran business development through the U.S. Small Business Administration Office of Veteran Business Development. Vets helping vets. Visit their website at VetBizCentral.org. Or call 810-767-VETS.
If you have a VA claim denied by the Board of Veterans Appeals, contact Legal Help for Veterans at 1-800-693-4800. They're experts in handling cases before the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. Their number again, 1-800-693-4800.
To the races.
Okay, and we are back here on Veterans Radio, and the idea of today's program is to find out how you feel about this upcoming election. As I mentioned, we've got two groups that are going to be on today, talking, one for Vice President Biden and the other one for President Donald Trump. And so joining me on the line right now is, I'm going to start with a friend of mine already, and that is retired Brigadier General Donald Schenck. And Donald, welcome back to Veterans Radio.
Well, thanks a lot, Dale. I really appreciate the opportunity to be with you again this week.
Well, I appreciate that, too. And I finally went back and looked at your the website, the National Security Leaders for Biden. I thought, well, this is certainly a group of veterans that are supporting the former vice president. And joining us on the line, and I'm afraid I might butcher these names, so I apologize to Tracy right off the bat. We've got Tracy Pakulnuis.
Very good. Don't worry, you wouldn't be the first, and you're not the first, and you're not the last, I'm sure. So thanks, Dale, for having me. You got Pakulnuis down pretty good.
Okay. I tried to write it out phonetically, and of course it just didn't work. And it's tough. I know. My name gets messed up a lot, too. But and also joining us on the line is Mark Monchar. And Mark is a retired Brigadier General in the United States Army. And Mark, I want to welcome you to Veterans Radio as well.
Thank you very much, Dale. I really appreciate it. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. Don, who would you suggest that we start with here?
Well, I'll go ahead and kick this off just to get things rolling since you've already asked. So the first thing I want to do is make a short adjustment to what you said about the National Security Leaders for Biden. We are not just veterans. We are not just a bunch of former service people. We are now 780 and probably even a little bit more than that. Generals, admirals, senior non-commissioned officers, ambassadors, members of the senior executive service, Republicans, Democrats, independents, black, white, Native American. We are, a microcosm of the United States, and we are all united by one thing, and that is that we believe that Joe Biden is the right person to be elected in 2020, and we encourage everybody to consider his record as well as the record of the current president and make a decision based on what is best for America, all of America, as we go forward for the next 4 years. My military career of 33 years was all focused on leading soldiers in combat and leading soldiers in peacetime, both in the operational Army and on the business side of the Army. And I've seen a lot of the United States Army and a lot of our allies in my travels around the world, and I firmly believe that we need to change in Washington and that Joe Biden is the right guy to bring us that change. I support Joe because I believe that the trajectory the country is on needs to be adjusted, and I believe that the Biden-Harris team will lead the country back to its rightful place of leadership internationally and provide the necessary leadership inside the country for all Americans.
Okay. Thank you. Tracy, how did you get involved in this? I was reading your bio, and it's, you know, you worked with the Obama and Clinton administrations. You've also been involved in making films, which I think is kind of including Black Hawk Down. And you are, wait a second, and now you are the Planning Commission for the City of Rockville, Maryland, right?
I was. That was a previous position. Right now, I'm actually working in the cybersecurity field, which, of course, we know is a great big part of national security. But how did I get involved? A bunch of my former colleagues pinged me and said, look, you know, we know you've worked with Republicans. We know you've worked with Democrats. We know working under President Clinton for the former Secretary of Defense, Bill Cohen, who was a Republican, you have a great perspective as to what bipartisanship efforts yield for our country. And it would be great to have you on board. And having worked at the senior levels of the White House, again, under President Clinton and in the Department of Defense under the leadership of Bill Cohen, working with wounded and injured service members, both as a contractor and as a political appointee when I was later director of policy integration at the Department of Defense in the Obama administration. I've been taking a hard look at what we've been seeing happening to our country, and particularly our service members, their families, and veterans, especially since the 2015 election. And the one thing that kind of struck me was when our current commander-in-chief said, "I know more than the admirals and the generals." And it made me twist my head because I thought to myself, well, you know, and Dale, you could relate to this, and thank you for your service. I know you were in Vietnam. But that would be like me saying to you, Dale, I know more than you about Vietnam because I read a book or read a few headlines. And that's just not the case. The beauty of the American military and the way that it's structured is you surround yourself by experts and you get their input in order to create the most informed decisions. And that's not what was being projected as that what was going to happen during the campaign. And as we've seen during the past 4 years, that's not what has happened. I can't imagine, my father served in the military. I currently have family members who are serving, and I'm privileged to be surrounded by, you know, Mark and Don and the rest of our peers and national security leaders for Biden. But, you know, I even took a look at Donald Trump's website, his campaign website, and tried to find his plan for veterans. And there is not one plan for what he's going to do for veterans if he wins a second term. Now, I can't imagine having a commander-in-chief who has no strategy for the veterans' mission. Couldn't imagine being in, you know, Don's shoes when he was in Iraq leading his service members without having a strategy for the mission. But that's what's on the ballot this year. And then you look at Joe Biden's accomplishments. You know, as vice president, he cared about service members, wounded and injured service members. Dr. Biden and then First Lady Michelle Obama set up joining forces because to care for military families. You know, years ago when I was working with the Fisher House Foundation as we were preparing to go overseas, for the Invictus Games. We had a speaker at one of our events, and he was a service member, wounded service member. And he said, you know, he was talking about his family, and he said, "I volunteered, but they were drafted," which clearly has stuck with me because that is exactly what happens with military families. And when you have a commander-in-chief who is a military family, they understand the gravity of what's at stake, not just for the service member, but for the spouses, for the children, for the parents, for sisters and brothers, nieces and nephews, all down the line. So when the opportunity came to become part of this group, I said, where do I sign up? Because I'm in. Our country needs a change. Joe Biden cares. At any minute, he can tell you exactly how many service members have perished in this country from this country because he cares. So that's why I'm here, and I'm grateful to be on your show.
Well, thank you very much, Tracy. Mark, how did you get involved in this program of the National Security Leaders for Biden? We're talking with three members of this organization, and I'm not going to jump in and offer my comments or anything here, as much as I can avoid that. Again, remember that this organization doesn't necessarily, express our, you know, the opinions of Veterans Radio or myself, and we're just opening this up so it's free flow, and we don't get into any discussions about that. I'm opening this up to our audience, so if you have any questions for our people, you can do that. You can give them a call at 734-822-1600. So, Mark, you're also a retired Brigadier General. Tell us about why you got involved with the organization National Security Leaders for Biden.
Okay. Thanks, Dale. Listen, I joined National Security Leaders for Biden in early July of this year. I was invited by a female major general friend of mine from the Army Reserve. where I served for about 35 years. I served both on active duty and the reserves, and culminated my career actually on active duty in 2006. So I joined at her urging, and when I found out about it, I said, "Well, it sounds like the right thing to do." So let me tell you about why I joined and some of the things that I think are important during this election season. Number one, we need to end the reckless and distorted and misleading and unprofessional leadership that President Trump and his administration have displayed. When you think about the nonstop assault of threatening tweets directed towards decent and respectable people, the racist remarks, the lack of leadership and a lack of a plan, which I think Don and Tracy had alluded to on COVID-19 and climate change, that's going to end when Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are elected. Vice President Biden and Kamala Harris will bring a decency and a respect and a collaborative type of leadership that clearly this country has not seen in the last 4 years under Donald Trump. When you talk about some of the principles of honor, courage, and commitment, we hold our troops to these standards. It's time that our commander-in-chief abide by the same code of conduct, and that's why I'm just endorsing Joe Biden. We need a president who stands up for our troops, who respects service members, and who sacrifices everything. We need a president who supports veterans when they return home. Clearly, Joe Biden has traveled extensively overseas when he was the vice president. He's met with troops. He's met with their families. He really cares about our troops. And I can assure you that as president, President Biden will not call our troops losers and suckers. We must elect a president who gives our military and the veterans the respect and support that they deserve. I also think that America needs that trusted and stable leader to guide us through the pandemic. This pandemic has been horrible. I haven't seen anything positive at all come out of the current administration, except the first month and a half or so, it was all President Trump on TV and in the media. He now doesn't rely on Dr. Fauci, who clearly knows more than he does. And I can assure you that President Biden, when he's elected, will lead an effective crisis response, and he'll elevate the voices of all those experts that we rely on for our information concerning the COVID-19. And one last final thing I'd tell you is that Joe Biden, he knows the importance about our allies, and is willing to stand up to authoritarian people like Putin. I can assure you that President Biden will not be going to North Korea and becoming buddy-buddy with Kim Jong-un or with Putin. He'll hold everybody to a high standard. And one thing that I think you'll see with this administration under President Biden, he's going to surround himself with multi-talented, extremely sharp people from both parties. I think you'll have a team of Republicans and independents and Democrats on the team that will clearly lead the way for a more positive voice for all Americans, not just a few. And it will not be a self-centered effort as we see from President Trump right now. So, Dale, that's kind of how I feel about it. I've been with the team, and I'm kind of a leader of the team of the national security leaders for Biden, and I've been with them since July. And that's why I'm endorsing Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Okay, I was just looking at your website, which is National Security Leaders, the number 4, Biden.com. And it's kind of the opening paragraph of a letter to everybody in the country. This is what they're saying. It says, "We are former public servants who have devoted our careers and in many cases risked our lives for the United States. We are generals, admirals, senior non-commissioned officers, ambassadors, and seniors. Civilian national security leaders. We are Republicans, Democrats, and independents. We love our country, and unfortunately, we also fear for it. The COVID-19 pandemic has proven America needs principled, wise, and responsible leadership. America needs a president who understands, as President Harry S. Truman said, that the buck stops here." And I wanted to bring you on to Veterans Radio today to bring this side of the argument to our listeners. And I know that many of them have probably voted already, or they've already made up their mind who they're going to vote for. And I just feel it's really important that we get to hear both sides of this particular argument. So we've got a couple of minutes left. If there are any other comments that any of the three of you would like to make.
I'd like to make one additional comment. This is Mark Montiar. Okay. Don't forget some of our other leaders like Senator Gary Peters here in Michigan. There's a lot of talk about him versus John James. Senator Gary Peters is a trusted and leader and a senator who crosses the aisle and works with Republicans. And I think he's done a great job. And there's a lot of other folks in Michigan who also support Joe Biden. So don't forget about some of our other leaders like Senator Gary Peters.
Okay. Tracy, anything else from you?
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind, I just wanted to remind your listeners that unfortunately, there are over 900,000 veterans in the United States of America who are on food stamps. And welfare is being targeted by the Trump administration for elimination. Now, I can't think of any bigger, as my Sicilian grandfather used to say, smack in the face to those 1% who put their lives on the line for our nation than to say, we're not going to help take care of you anymore after you've served us. We're going to leave you out in the cold with no backup plan. I think it's also important for your listeners to remember that, you know, under this administration, the predatory lenders through the for-profit institutions that our veterans try to leverage the GI Bill for are being duped. And what does that mean? It means that they're signing up at universities, online universities, to enrich their education, only to be told that, oh, you owe us $100,000. Now, President Trump signed an executive order that would automatically discharge federal student loans for veterans who qualified for total and permanent disability. But the program has not been enforced by the Department of Education. And it was only through a FOIA request that undercover that the Department of Education, under Secretary DeVos, appointed by President Trump, had wrongly put into default more than half of the totally and permanently veterans who qualified for the discharge. Now, for them to get out of it, they have to prove that it wasn't economic hardship that put them in that situation. It's an uphill climb, and I would encourage your listeners to go to a nonprofit organization called Veterans Education Success, who's really been fighting hard to make sure that under the Trump administration, veterans are no longer being thrown under the bus for trying to leverage the forever GI Bill. And this is something that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have talked about, making sure that there is access to education that is free if you're going to a community college, et cetera, et cetera. So I think that's a real two really important aspects, that we don't leave our veterans out in the cold by pulling them off of food stamps, and that we don't throw them under the bus when the predatory colleges, for-profit colleges, are coming after them for their money. That will not happen under a Biden-Harris administration.
Okay. Don, I'm going to give you the last word here.
Well, I appreciate that. First of all, let me say thank you for all you do for all of our veterans, your broadcast and the reach that it has, and the opportunity that it presents to people to get a balanced view is really important. And I really appreciate as well the close ties and relationship that you have personally with Fisher House and the great job that Fisher House Michigan is doing for our veterans, and as well as the other sponsors that you have that are veteran service organizations in Ann Arbor. I would just like to leave everybody with this thought. When the sun sets and on the 3rd of November, and ballots are still in the process of being counted here in Michigan, and they'll continue to be counted up until they're done. And we have several days beyond the 3rd to get that done, as you're aware. This pandemic is still going to be with us. It's not going to go away just because we have an election. And we should never, ever forget that. We are going to continue to suffer hardship as a result of it, and we're going to continue to need strong leadership as we really go after a cure. We are not weeks away from a cure. We are months, maybe more likely a couple of years away from a cure that will only come through inoculation of everybody, and that will take quite a long time to get done. This isn't going away. It's not going away just because somebody says you don't need to wear a mask, or we choose not to wear a mask, even though the best health officials the country has will tell you that's one of the major mitigating factors that we can have to stop the spread. But I would just like everybody to remember that. Also, I would like everybody to remember what Mark said about, remember there's more to the ballot than just what's at the top. Our Senate race in the state of Michigan is very important because, number one, we've got a guy with a proven track record of reaching across the aisles. He occupies a key position in the Senate as the ranking minority member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. That's the seat that Carl Levin held as the majority member for a very, very long time. If we lose that seat, we will lose some of the advantage that state of Michigan has had. We've got a great voice in Homeland Security in that same individual, and we've got a great voice for veterans. I mean, you know, Gary Peters is the one who made sure that the Apprenticeship Act was passed earlier this year, so we should never lose track of that. And don't forget those other down-ballot races that you have that are important for your city and your township and your county, and don't forget to vote on the back of the ballot for the nonpartisan items as well. And whatever you do, vote, vote, vote. And if you still have your absentee ballot, don't put it in the mail because it probably won't get there in time. But walk it to either your clerk's office up through Monday evening, or take it with you to your polling place and surrender it at the precinct. You'll be issued a new ballot, and you can make sure that your voice is heard, because that's why we were in the military, is to make sure that freedom is there for everybody. So thank you very much, Dale. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank all of you, Mark, Tracy, and Don from the National Security Leaders for Biden. We're going to take a break. And on the other side of our break, we're going to be coming back and we're going to be talking to Veterans for Trump. So thank you all. Make sure that you give us a call. If you have a question, 734-822-1600. We will be right back after these messages. Thank you all very much for being on the program.
The Medal of Honor is the highest award for valor in combat given a member of the Armed Forces of the United States. There have been over 3,400 recipients of the nation's highest award. This is one of them. Navy Captain James Stockdale inflicted a near-fatal wound to himself to show his willingness to die rather than divulge information. Details after this. Stockdale was recognized by the North Vietnamese as the leader in the prisoners of war resistance to interrogation and in their refusal to participate in propaganda exploitation. Sensing the start of another purge and aware that his earlier efforts at self-disfiguration to dissuade his captors from exploiting him for propaganda purposes had resulted in cruel and agonizing punishment, Stockdale resolved to make himself a symbol of resistance regardless of personal sacrifice. He deliberately inflicted a near-mortal wound to his person in order to convince his captors of his willingness to give up his life rather than capitulate. He was subsequently discovered and revived by the North Vietnamese, who, convinced of his indomitable spirit, abated in their employment of excessive harassment and torture toward all of the prisoners of war. Upon release from the captivity, he was promoted to Rear Admiral.
The Medal of Honor series is a production of Veterans Radio.
Are you a veteran or a military spouse interested in starting or growing an existing business? Then you want to connect with VetBiz Central, Michigan's only veteran business resource center, providing free one-on-one business counseling services, including research plans and preparing veterans to be lender ready. If you're in business, VetBiz Central offers comprehensive strategic marketing strategies to help you connect to corporations. They are one of 20 centers nationwide devoted to veteran business development through the U.S. Small Business Administration Office of Veteran Business Development. Vets helping vets. Visit their website at VetBizCentral.org or call 810-767-VETS.
Hi, this is Mitch Albom, author of Tuesdays with Maury and The First Phone Call from Heaven. Thousands of veterans are homeless and living on the streets of our nation tonight. streets where they've been beaten, robbed, even killed. Let's take care of our own. Please join me in housing 1,000 veterans as fast as possible. Make a pledge to veteransmatter.org. Text VETS to 41444 and pledge any amount. Veterans Matter.
Coming to the last fire base. I've been across the country, Lord knows how many days. All those nights and all those images of faces of the ones that were left behind. Yes, we're coming to the last fire base.
And we're back here on Veterans Radio, and today's program is all about the upcoming election on Tuesday, November 3rd, and we encourage all of you to get out there and vote if you haven't voted already. We know that we're not going to change anybody's minds probably today, but we just felt like we needed to offer you the two options. We are trying right now to get a hold of our second guest. Rocky Rakowski is out there somewhere, and I hope that we have his right phone number. If Rocky, if you are listening, the local number here at the station is 734-822-1600. We are still holding, hoping that some of you out there, some of your listeners could give us a call and let us know how you feel about this upcoming election. It's really an important one, and you certainly can't say that you don't have opposing views to the way that the country should be operated, ranging from Vice President Biden, of course, to President Donald Trump. I think they both have a different picture of what they think the country should be. And I think it's important that you all out there do your research. I've been looking up while we're waiting to get a hold of Rocky or anybody. Derek, I see Derek is on the phone. And we will we'll be talking to somebody shortly. But there's a number of different websites that I've been looking at here. And good. All right. So I don't have to go to the websites. I can go to the expert myself. Joining me on the line right now is Rocky Rakowski. Rocky is an Army veteran himself. He has run for political office. He is from Michigan. He is a Republican, a very strong Republican. And I'm going to offer him the same opportunity that we offered the veterans that were supporting Vice President Biden. And I'm going to say this again, that the views and opinions expressed on today's program do not necessarily represent those of Veterans Radio or Veterans Radio America. So joining me on the line right now from Veterans for Trump is Rocky Rakowski. Rocky, welcome to our program.
Well, good morning. Good evening. I just wanted to set the record straight. It's not that I'm a very strong Republican. I'm a very strong patriot. I have a daughter. And I served my country for one specific reason. My parents came here as immigrants, and they taught me the incredible lesson of the freedom experiment that this country really is, and the fact that this country offers liberty. That's why I joined the military. That's why I'm a Republican, because of that specific reason. No other purpose, political purpose. But yes, I do serve on the National Advisory Board of Veterans for Trump, and I'm proud of it.
So tell me about that organization. I was looking, there's a couple of them. There's one called Veterans for Donald Trump, and then there's Veterans for Trump. And so that's the one.
It's not an organization. It's part of the campaign team, the national campaign team. I serve on the National Advisory Board of the actual campaign, the Donald Trump for President campaign, the incorporated campaign. So we are specific veterans that are community leaders that are involved in throughout the entire United States. There's about 25 of us that are on a board, an advisory board for the campaign, specifically on veterans issues, as well as on campaign issues.
Okay, so well, we heard in the first half of the program why they should support Vice President Biden, and so I'm going to ask you the same thing. Why should our listeners support President Donald Trump?
You know, I sometimes wonder why veterans would support former Vice President Biden, especially with his age and the fact that when you look at their record, when he was vice president or when he did serve in the Senate, he did not have an incredible record of supporting the military or veterans. This president, and I'm proud to say that I was at the White House when he signed the Mission Act, when he signed the Veterans Choice Act, and quite frankly, I was there when he signed agreements with other NATO allies, Poland and a few others, where we sold F-35 fighters to those countries and have expanded our military ability to expand our national interests throughout the world. So this president, you know, I'm not asking people to like him. I'm not asking people to like his tweets or anything else. I'm asking you to look at his record. Compare the record of this president compared to any other president. Even going back to Ronald Reagan, this president has improved the military, has given incredible pay raises, as well as improved our procurement in the procurement system for purchasing military armaments, as well as really developed and strengthened our military. And taking it one step further, he took everything that everybody says that they've done for the VA, for veterans, and have taken it and put it on steroids. The Veterans Accountability Act would have never been signed by Joseph Biden. So no matter what person you put on this radio show, I can tell you flat out, President Obama didn't sign it, President Clinton didn't sign it, and quite frankly, President Bush didn't sign it, and he had a Republican majority for a little while. This president actually pushed through the Veterans Accountability Act, Veterans Choice Act, and the Mission Act, all specifically during periods of time where he had the majority. After he lost the majority in the House of Representatives, he lost the ability to improve the VA any further. And quite frankly, when people think about it, one of the reasons why Democrats wouldn't touch it, is because of the unions, the SEIU and the unions that worked at the VA that basically wanted employee safety background, not just background checks, but safety for if there was a negative demerit or statement on someone's employment file, you can fire them. You can fire them. We had issues in Arizona as well as the Virginia area where we had veterans die in the VA because of negligence and malfeasance and misfeasance on behalf of a few VA employees. And I think VA employees go above and beyond for our care. They really have a heart, but there are a few bad apples. There's a few bad apples in every single profession and everywhere across the world. And the president finally passed these into law, the Accountability Act, the Mission Act, the Choice Act, that allowed veterans the choice to pick a doctor outside the VA, allowed the VA to focus on its mission and to be accountable, their employees to be accountable to veterans. And that's why, quite frankly, when you look at the records of both individuals running for president of majority parties, I would venture to guess that most veterans would support President Trump.
Okay. We are talking with Rocky Rakowski here for Veterans for Trump. We're also encouraging you, if you would, please give us a call. Let us know how you feel about this. The number is 734-822-1600. Let us know how you're thinking about the election that's coming up and making sure that we want to make sure that everybody votes, because this is going to be a very close election, I have a feeling, and it's going to be important that everybody votes the easiest way that you can, whether you've done it already or if you're going to vote on November 3rd. So, Rocky, you mentioned that you were on the National Committee for Trump's reelection. And on the, what he has accomplished for veterans over the 4 years. And I guess, what is coming up next? What is the plan for if he is reelected?
If the president does gain a majority in the House and he maintains the majority in the Senate, then we're going to see furthermore evolutions in the VA. These are evolutions that both the American Legion of Veterans Foreign Wars, VFW, have pushed for, that other presidents have given lip service. You've seen presidents go to these conventions and conferences every single year, shake hands, give crazy salutes, and then go back to Washington where they do the Potomac two-step and forget about veterans. President Trump has actually taken the recommendations of the American Legion and VFW and have put them into practice. And hopefully, if the Republicans do take back the majority in the Senate, as well as, or maintain the majority in the Senate and take back the majority in the House, you're going to see expanded care, expanded options of care for individuals. That's a big one for us, for veterans. Number two, expanded connectivity and care of a basically continuity of care from the DOD side, from the active duty, to the civilian side when someone leaves the military, and not just as a career service person or as a disabled or even wartime veteran, but the continuity of care for some veterans that have served just a basic standard contract during peacetime. They deserve the same type of care that all veterans should receive. So you're going to see a greater continuity of care, greater access to electronic medical records from the DOD side, as well as the record keeping of anything that may have brought on ailments, tracking you all the way through. And also what I mentioned was that continuity of service all the way through into civilian life, which is very important for all of, especially veterans and their families.
Right. I got a text here that, for the sake of fact checking, I guess you could say, said that the Choice Act was originally signed by President Obama and reauthorized under President Trump.
Incorrect. Incorrect. No.
Okay.
The Choice Act only went a step. It took one step into the direction. Whoever sent you that text, let me correct the record here. President Trump actually didn't just reauthorize it. He took it a step further. And he gave what veterans need, steroids into the system. Basically, he put it on steroids and it allowed not just the reauthorization of the Veterans Choice Act, but expanded it to giving specific veterans the ability to have care anywhere that they didn't even have to check in with the VA. And if you didn't live within a certain radius of the VA, you can now go to a private civilian doctor, even if you live in a close vicinity of the VA.
Okay, there you got it, right? All right, so what else have we got going with President Trump up here? If we've got a couple of minutes left to talk
I think that it's very important that we as veterans who served our country and we still believe in service, realize that it's not just about us and not just about our brothers and sisters. It's about our country and putting our country first. This is the first president that actually, when our allies, for example, when Israel, when the statement was made and a promise was made to move the embassy out of Tel Aviv into Jerusalem, the president did it. The president has also helped us veterans, because our main mission is to prevent war, not to fight wars, but to prevent wars. And this president has done an incredible job. It's the first president in modern history that has not gotten us into entanglements and has made us stronger in the world, in the world's eyes. It's very interesting because my wife was originally born in Lebanon, and she came here when she was six with her family, immigrated here. And I got to tell you, from watching the world and individuals that care about liberty and freedom throughout the whole world, they want President Trump to win because they realize that America is the last safe, best option for safety, security, freedom, and liberty. Liberty is a big word there. And when you look at what Biden and the Harris ticket offer and their agreement with Bernie Sanders and in their compact, their convention compact, where they move this country more into toward socialism, it's exactly what would weaken our country. Furthermore, this president is the first one to finally take on China and not just, let me just say it how it is, not pussyfoot around with China, but actually take on China and say, listen, you have stolen IP, intellectual property. You have stolen military secrets. You've spied on U.S. citizens. Enough is enough. And this president was the first one to draw the red line. And that's what we need to do. We need to show those that rattle their saber against this country that we are strong enough and that we are resilient enough to basically make them think twice before they proceed with any actions against our interests. So right. That's one of the reasons. There's multiple reasons why I'm supporting President Trump. I hope that the veterans listening today join me and get out to vote, no matter what you think, where you feel, or what you feel. I hope that they get out and vote because they've earned that right more than other citizens. Although all citizens have the right to vote, I sometimes like to think that veterans have done their part above and beyond the call of duty as citizens. And I encourage them to get out and vote. And I also encourage them to take the next step and vote for the reelection of President Trump.
Okay, I'm not going to let you go. I got another question here that just came in.
Sure.
I was asking you about the peace agreements in the Middle East regarding Israel in order to avoid wars there.
Yep. What's the question, sir?
The question was they wanted me to ask you about the peace agreements in the Middle East regarding Israel in order to avoid wars.
Yeah, most individuals that know the history would have thought that the SALT agreements, the agreements between Menachem Begin and Anwar Sadat and Carter would have been something that will go down in history as the peace deal of all peace deals. But this president has changed the paradigm, has changed the way that we basically strike deals and create peace in the Middle East, and basically did it, number one, through business and through the economic through economic development, as well as went above and beyond. And instead of trying to cut peace between Israel and Palestine, which may never happen in modern history, but may happen in the next 10 to 20 years, he went to other allies and is now cutting deals with Arab League nations, the Muslim League nations, or Arab, what they call Arab League nations, which I believe there's 21 of them. And is basically picking them off one by one by cutting deals and creating economic development and basically putting a wall around Iran, which many Sunni countries like the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and others are very concerned about. They're concerned about the saber-rattling of Iran, which, by the way, Iran gets a lot of their weapons from Russia and from China. Let's not forget that. And that's one of the reasons why Iran feels so fortified and so strong. So this president has done incredible peace deals. And the next one to come, if we reelect this president, you'll see Sudan signing. You'll see other countries like potentially Jordan and potentially maybe even Saudi Arabia.
Okay, we had a question, and I don't know if you're the person to answer this question or not. Probably this is a question for a Biden follower, but the question is from Walter in Ypsilanti, and let's put Walter on the phone. Hello, Walter.
Hello.
Hi, yeah, Walter. You had a question about the rules of engagement under Biden.
Yes, Biden and Obama loved our military, and they were so great. How come isn't it true that they've restricted our military for fighting our enemies like they should, like getting permission to shoot at our enemies?
You're correct, Mr. Walter, and you're absolutely correct. Nobody addressed the rules of engagement, and I apologize. Thank you, Walter, for bringing it up. The rules of engagement were changed by this president, where in the past the rules of engagement were that you had to request permission to sometimes fire. Even if you were engaged upon, you had to break contact. This president was the first one that said, if you're engaged upon, you don't break contact, you destroy the enemy so that they never engage you again. It's the same philosophy that Ronald Reagan gave us when he basically said that we do not negotiate with terrorists. And that's, this president has again taken that and put it on the fast track with a little bit more strength to help take care of our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines that are overseas. So, Walter, thank you very much for setting the record straight and putting me straight.
Okay, I was just going to point out that we had rules of engagement 50 years ago where we had to get permission to shoot back at the bad guys in Vietnam sometimes, too.
That's correct. But a lot of times now, it was if you're shot at, you break contact. And it was Donald Trump that said, we don't break contact with people that are shooting at American military.
Okay, Rocky, we've got about 2 minutes or so to go. Is there anything else that you would like to add to our conversation?
Sure. Again, I'm not here to convince every single individual because it's going to be impossible. Listen, there are going to be people that I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to say, read and do your own homework. Go online and read what the Democratic Party platform is and read what the Republican Party platform is. Don't just trust these talking heads, myself or or another veteran that was a Biden supporter that came on the radio show, actually do your homework. Go to the Democratic Party and read the Democratic Party platform about what they stand for as far as the military, as far as foreign policy, about foreign engagements, and especially for the veterans. And then read the Republican platform. And I think that if you're a rational person that has read both, you will come to your own conclusion. And I know that you'll join us in supporting Donald Trump for another 4 years.
Okay. Thank you very much, Rocky, from the
God
Veterans.
God bless you guys. And I want to salute everybody on this program, as well as those that are listening, for your service. It means a great deal to me as well. And that our country owes every single one of you a debt of gratitude.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. All right, folks. Well, I know we didn't solve any problems today. And as I mentioned before, that the views and opinions that were expressed on today's program are not necessarily those of Veterans Radio or Veterans Radio America. But one of the things that we do have in our mission statement is that we want to hold our politicians to the truth. If they say they're going to do something, then do it. That's all we're asking for. I think that that's something that's really important, because, you know, politics is out there. And then one of the greatest things about our military here, and this is really important, and then, is that we are under the control of civilians. And I don't think people realize that. The president of the United States has the ultimate power to tell a member of the military that here is your mission and you figure out how to go and do it. And the military will do that in, 99 out of 100 cases. And so we want to make sure that you understand that whatever party is is in charge after Tuesday, is that the military is going to support whoever it is. Now, it's not that the members of the military are all one party or all another party. It's just that that's our mission. And that is our job, is to listen to our chain of command, and it goes all the way up to the top. So the question that you have to answer as a voter is, who do you want in the White House as commander in chief? And I think that that's really the important question. And I appreciate everybody listening to the program today. I want to thank Walter for calling in. I want to thank the people that texted us a couple of questions for that. It's been important that we keep ourselves as apolitical as possible here on Veterans Radio, because we want to bring you both sides of these issues. And so we wanted to make sure that you have the opportunity to hear veterans for Trump and veterans for Biden in this question mark. I think that's about all we're going to do for today. I do have some announcements to make real quick, so I can, as I'm getting told here to stretch out, I got a couple of minutes to go. Veterans Radio is a production of Veterans Radio America. And Veterans Radio America is a nonprofit 501c3 organization that we have set up in order to pay for the productions of Veterans Radio itself. And so we are asking you at this time of year, because this is what you're supposed to do, is to support Veterans Radio America. And you can do this by going to our website, veteransradio.net, and click on the donate button. And we'll be more than happy to accept your donation. We have some gifts that we are giving out. We still have copies of the book, The Best of Veterans Radio. We have now opened up a PX of Veterans Radio merchandise. And if we were on television right now, you could say I have my brand new Veterans Radio sweatshirt on, which is kind of cool. And we have hats and cups and other things that we have heard from people that have ordered that appreciate that. And we want to thank everybody who is supporting Veterans Radio. And I want to make sure I get those names out there one more time. That is Legal Help for Veterans, the National Veterans Business Development Council, the Eisenhower Center of Ann Arbor, Michigan, VetBiz Central, and our three local veteran service organizations here in the Ann Arbor, Washtenaw County area of Michigan. And that is the Charles S. Kettles Chapter 310 of the Vietnam Veterans of America, American Legion Post 46, and VFW Post 423. And as I mentioned before, you can learn more about these organizations by going to our website, that is veteransradio.net/our sponsors. Real quickly, I also wanted to mention this. For those of you that live in the Washtenaw County area, They have dedicated a bench to Medal of Honor recipient Charles Kettles out at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Ypsilanti Township on Huron River Drive, just off of Whitaker Road. We did that this morning. Chuck's wife and family were all there. It's a beautiful bench, and it sits right in front of our Vietnam Veterans Memorial here in our county. And so we wanted to thank everybody that came to that. The other thing that we did today was we had a food packing program for the Warriors and Caregivers United program that we packaged up over 150 boxes that are going to be sent to veterans overseas. And so I would encourage you to go to their website. That's wacu.org. Great organization, very grassroots. And I think that read their information on their website, and I think you'll find it very interesting on how they support not only veterans, but also their families, their caregivers, and so forth. So I'm going to sign off here. Next week, Jim Fausone is going to be hosting the program. And then we will be back later on in the month. Of course, we've got our benefits program at the end of November. We've got some interesting things coming up I think you'll find very exciting. And we're excited to be here for all of you. And so today, this is Dale Thronberry for Veterans Radio saying that you are all dismissed. Don't forget to vote.